Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 822, sunny and 85 today. I mean, really nice.
So what are you going to do about it?
Well, despite the fact she's 20 years old, I mean, we're still the parents, that's so my, I still think...
That's my point. She's 20 years old.
Yeah. She's not 40.
I got
she's
20. You. Okay.
We have my oldest daughter's graduation is this coming weekend, and...
That's crazy, by the way.
It is crazy. It's ridiculous. And my my younger daughter, who's a sophomore at UNC, is going, and she wants to wear, you know... Kids dress now differently than we are comfortable with. She wants to wear like what's almost like a cocktail dress. I'm like, it's like short, it's like thin. Like, could you just wear a dress that works at a graduation?
Why do you even know what she's planning on wearing?
Because she was talking to my wife about it. And she's like, I'm not sure about this one. I said, do we have pictures? She showed me. I'm like, where's the rest of the dress? It looks like a shirt. Why? Where's the length on this dress? And so it's...
Is it skin tight?
No, I wouldn't say it's skin tight. I mean, it's nice. It's appropriate for a cocktail party with her sorority in North Carolina or something. It's not, like, appropriate for graduation from a college.
It's appropriate where 20-year-old boys will be there trying to get it off.
Whatever. It's more appropriate for hanging out with her friends than hanging out with her grandparents and her parents. Like, basically, my rules in my head are learn what's appropriate for where you're going. Don't embarrass your grandparents and don't embarrass your parents.
Do you think
it's old fashioned stuff? But I don't care.
I get that that it upsets you. I get it. Do you think, at your advanced age, you know what is now appropriate for
yes.
that you're not overreacting
absolutely.
To this one?
I absolutely know what's appropriate for a college graduation, and it's not wearing a too short cocktail dress or whatever you want to call. I don't know what you call these
what's
things.
What's too short, though? And describe it slowly. No, seriously, what's
I think
too
the other
short?
Day, this is exactly what I was talking
no,
about.
No, what's too short?
Halfway down the thigh instead of like a little further down. Like, I don't know. As soon as you see it, you know what's too short.
Can I see
and
it?
And you throw in some high... No, you throw in some high heels and
come
forget
on,
it.
Let
it's
me
over.
See it.
Stop it.
Let me see it.
I don't know.
I'll tell you whether or not you're
it looks like a shirt. You won't even be able to tell. It looks like there's no bottom
well,
of the dress.
Well, then let me see and I will tell you.
I have to look for
it. I'm not going to be a dick about it, I promise.
Yes, you will. Of course you will. You already have been.
I won't.
I just, you know, even though she's 20, she could be 25, I would still say the same thing to
Let's
her.
Let's put it on Facebook.
And I don't care. No.
That's hot.
That's ridiculous.
All right,
but it's like it doesn't stop. Your daughter's 7.
So
you have problems
you
with her, what
it?
She's wearing. Right. Same thing when they're 20, I guess.
So what are you going to do about it?
Told her she can't wear it. Got to get something else. I said, go get a dress. That's not a matter of money. I'm going to pay for it. So go find another dress that makes more sense. That's it. That's the way it's got to be. Old fashioned, but I don't care. Don't embarrass my parents, Susan's parents, us, whatever. Wear what's appropriate to graduation. It's very simple.
To quote,
it's amazing that at 20 or 20, I'm sure you guys have the same problem with older kids. You still go through the same things.
To quote Rocky's wife, you can't win.
I'm going to win.
You ain't winning.
Oh, yeah, I am.
You're not winning.
I'm already going to win.
Because she's going to show up at that graduation. She's going to be wearing a dress. What are you going to do, send her home?
Yep.
No.
Nope. 825. She'll be in big trouble if she does that.
On the
and she knows that. 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 829. It's something we've all gone through, no matter what age you have for, say, daughters or sons. Yeah. When they're not wearing stuff that you see appropriate, you got to get them to change.
Did you know she's got theme music?
No.
Let me see that song.
What is this?
Thong song, baby.
Oh, is that what it is? No.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, bitches.
Oh, baby.
No, it's not like that.
Come on.
I'm not laughing, damn it. I'm not laughing. I know it's not really a radio thing, but the look of pain that came across Roger's face.
She's just got to dress appropriate. I don't care. She's 20.
She's still not making her own decisions.
We got you.
We're on your side.
Oh, that's hard to tell. It's really hard to tell.
I'm rooting for you. I know it doesn't come off that way, but I'm rooting for you.
No, it doesn't at all.
I am. I promise.
Your daughter will be of age soon enough.
That's why I'm actually
on your
team.
That's why you better be on my side. You have to be.
You got to get
You're
your wife.
In trouble.
In order for you to win this, you got to make sure Sue's on your team.
102.3 WB. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 834. Even at 20 years old, you know, you can't totally control your kids, but you can try. And just trying to get my daughter to wear something appropriate for her sister's graduation this coming weekend, as opposed to a dress. It's like a little too casual, a little too skimpy. Whatever it is, it's just not appropriate.
If you think she's going to try and take advantage of you, send the picture of the dress to, to your father and let her get a phone call from grandpa. I hate to break it to you, but I guarantee you his hammer...
swings yeah, a little right. bit swings a little bit heavier in her mind, you know?
No kidding. We have a lady on the line who has a different thought on this whole process. What do you got? You think I'm being scammed? What do you got?
I am so sitting here and enjoying this conversation about this dress. And all I can think about is how your daughter must have this wonderful dress that she wants to buy. So she's like, which is the raunchiest dress that my parents are not going to let me buy and get them to flip the barrel for this other dress?
Roger,
you may be right.
You've been hoodwinked.
You may be right. Because I fell for that so badly, I already offered to buy a new dress.
You have just been outsmarted.
You may be right. Didn't even think of that.
So well, even when you think you're winning, you're not winning.
That's the conclusion I'm coming to. 102.3 WBAB. Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 839. Sunny and 85 today.
Do you think the kids, you think your daughter's getting off on the fact that it's driving you crazy? The dress is driving you nuts?
I mean, I think in general, she doesn't like conflict, but there may be a little part of her that's like, you know, maybe a little bit, because she's got a little bit of a rebellious streak, but in general, she doesn't love conflict. I mean, she's not going to wear, in the end, she's not going to wear this dress you that's inappropriate think, to a graduation
I,
this weekend.
I understand. I gotcha.
It's not going
to. I gotcha, and I'm sure you're right. I do think that other woman was correct, though. I do
she's
think
you're
being,
out of
being set, up, set up like a bowling pin, and it's costing you money.
Yeah,
but
probably.
I think you're delusional if you think... And yes, I think Susan is on your side. And
yeah,
Susan
oh, yeah,
is,
yeah, yeah.
I agree.
Absolutely right.
I believe you.
Yeah, we both don't think the dress is appropriate.
I believe you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're delusional if you think the two of them aren't laughing behind your back about how crazy it is the thought of her wearing that dress to that graduation is driving you. They make no mistake. Women love when we're miserable. They love it. They love it.
Yeah.
They are, well, Susan, I know, is on your team.
Yes.
But to your daughter, she still wants to be her your daughter's go-to gal.
Yeah.
They're laughing about you behind your back.
Well, if there's not no now, question. They probably will afterwards.
There's no question.
Yeah, because right away, I mean, Susan sent me the dress. She goes, look at this. She says, you want to talk to Courtney? I was like, yes, I do.
As a matter of fact, they probably already told your daughter, Kelly, what's been going on and how crazy it's been driving you.
And she's laughing, too.
And she's laughing. And there is a good chance they've tapped in one or two of your sisters and possibly your mother.
I don't believe it's gone that far because the three of them are pretty good on their own. And actually, Kelly, I think, was the one who suggested she go to certain stores and get like a dress that would work for the graduation there. So they're probably all in on getting her a new dress by getting me annoyed at it. And I've been scammed. That last lady maybe was right.
Damn it.
Sucker.
How does that happen? It's been going on my whole life with these three.
I can't wait till we do the
oh,
show
Oh, the
tomorrow.
Dog is a female. She's probably scamming me, too.
Would you believe that son of a bitch? $280 on a dress. $280 on a dress.
Yeah.
Don't forget the shoes, Raj. Go barefoot.
Right, exactly. I can't win. I guess that's right.
You cannot. So
you can't win.
Just to bring it back full circle, when you said you were going to win.
Yeah, she won't be wearing the dress, but she'll be wearing a dress I paid for with the new shoes that have to go with it because she doesn't have anything that matches, and I'm in for like a buck and a half.
Don't forget the purse.
Oh, right.
The purse. Purse has got to match.
Accessorizing. Here we go. Yeah, guys lose in these situations. I understand that. All right, 8:42.
Then you got to hope she's wearing underwear. Kids
oh,
today.
Come on.
Kids
you
today.
Play the thong song again?
Kids today. You know.
8:42. Here's 10.
They don't believe in underwear like
All
we used
right,
to.
All right, good. You have a daughter. Be careful. It's coming.
It'll come back around by then. I'll be good.
Yeah, she'll wear petticoats.
Right. Bloomers.
Here's 10.
Comac Road.